Blog Talk Radio.
Even though this world is trying to get me down, I gotta stand firm and hold my ground. Stay strong.
Video. We are so excited because Ja Niceness is here today and we are about to bring him in. But before we do, I just want to say hello to everyone. And the sun comes up here on Solar Records Radio. We are being blessed by our guest today. We're going to have a wonderful conversation with him. And I'm so excited. He's such a nice man, little under the weather. But, you know, God is good and he's faithful and he's still on the throne, and our brother Ja is right here ready to talk about it a little bit. So I just want to give a shout out to all the listeners. Thank you guys so much for being a part and being the best part of Solar Records Radio. We appreciate you, love you, and thank you for tuning in and hanging out with today here on Solar Records Radio. John Niceness has showed up, and so we're going to chop it up with him for the next, you know, 30, 40 minutes, whatever, however long he can hold on with his, you know, his voice and stuff, because, you know, when you get a little cold or whatever it is, it kind of, it's hard to keep talking. So, but we'll see. Anyway, guys, so let's bring our brother on, Jai Niceness, here on Solar Records Radio. What's up, Jai?
Hey, much respect and love to all the massive, to all the Solar Records Radio listeners, you know, and to each and everyone that's logged on right now.
Yeah,
it's a pleasure to be here.
Well, you know what, and we know you're under the weather, so I just pray that if you get to the point where it's hard for you, just let me know, and we'll keep on moving. But I gotta tell you, man, that first song that I just played of yours, wow, what a beautiful, beautiful song. Why don't you tell us a little bit about that song?
Okay, when this song come up, I got the instrumental. Because it wasn't created for my song, it was already made. So I got it from TSM Records, the producer, Shaka. And I was listening to it and my mind was like blank. So, you know, I went and I prayed and I asked God to give me something to sing on this rhythm like I always do. And, you know, like I'm there listening to the beat for like half an hour and that's what start coming. Like, I'll be better when the sun come up. And I'm like, the sun come up. I mean, okay, all right. And, you know, it was like, okay, it's not, yes, it's the sun, but it's also when good things happen for you too. You know, when good changes made, that's the sun come up, because right now I'm here on solar, right? And solar
records
from
radio.
The sun, right? Right. And nothing can grow without the sun, right? But the sun is so important to our life. So,
I like that. So, you play? Yes, absolutely.
Right, so. You know, I was blessed with this song from the Most High himself, you know. I mean, with all of my songs, because I don't sing no song without I pray and ask him to tell me what to sing or give me. And one of my prayer always is, Father, please give me a song. Never let me run short of a song, you know.
Yes. Can you tell us the lyrics of the chorus?
It said, I'll be better when the sun comes up. Ooh, when the sun comes up. I'm gonna get my energy back. Ooh, yeah. I'll be better when the sun come up. So, you know, on some days when you're so stressed, you know, and you know that tomorrow is gonna be better, you know, a brand new day tomorrow, you know?
Yes, yes. Mm-hmm. I'll be better, yes. It ain't over until it's over, right? And so, you know, a lot of people, you know, sometimes, you know, they can take a temporary situation and turn it into a permanent disaster because they don't realize that what they're going through is just temporary. And so instead of waiting for the sun to come up, per se, like you say, they just go crazy and do the wrong thing. And so this song is basically inspiring you to basically just chill. Just chill.
Yes.
Wait for the sun to come up because tomorrow is a whole nother day. You know, and you may, because when we're upset and angry and stressed out and pissed off, you know, that could just be only for the moment because you can't hold on to that. And so if you just let it go for a moment and until the sun rises, then your perspective will be completely different. And then you can respond to whatever it was differently with a more clean mindset. And so but you got to be patient. It'll be better. It'll be better if you just think about that. It'll be better when the sun comes up. It'll be better when the sun comes up. No matter what it is you're going through, it'll be better. It could be in the morning, but you got to wait till the next day. It'll be better. Let me just chill for a moment. Sometimes we react, y'all, and we just get a little crazy. And reacting is not always the best thing. Sometimes you need to think. You need to chill.
Clear your head.
Yes. You know, like my father said, put your hands in your pocket and walk away.
Wow.
It's just, you know, Because, you know, some people just react, and it's just crazy, man. But anyway, John, listen, man, I just got to tell you how excited I am. I guess you could hear how excited I am that you're here.
Me too.
I would like to ask you, can you tell the people a little bit about you, about who you are? How did you become this artist? I mean, was it when you were a little guy, did something inspire you, your family, or what was it that inspired you and got you going down this road?
Okay. I was born in northern part of Jamaica, in a parish called Clarendon. But ever since I was a kid, I noticed that I always loved to sing. You know, I used to know all the songs that played on the radio, like back to back. You know, so, you know, so when
How
I was going
you?
To school, I was maybe like about 9.
Okay.
You know, so while I was going to school, everybody knew that I was, you know, I was just this little comedian guy. You know, I could make the whole class laugh. I could sing and make everybody happy, you know, the way. I think I got some music from my granddad. He wasn't a professional singer, but when we was little, and like we were crying, or you know, sometimes the children get miserable and stuff, he would sing some songs to us, and before we know it, we just fall asleep. You know, I could always remember that. But it was when I came to live in Kingston with my dad. You know, as a matter of fact, my career start by getting rejected, right? Because I moved to Kingston 20, and there was the sound system that used to play there. Because them time, you know, sound system was where you go to display your skill a certain way.
Okay.
Right? And as a little toddler, you know, I was about maybe 11 then. So they were playing the sound system, so I asked this gentleman to, you know, let me sing on the mic. So he said to me like, oh, you take this thing for a joke, and he didn't give it to me. So I feel so dejected, and I walk away. So then the following week they were playing again, so I went to help them to, you know, carry like the record basket. At them time it was record, it was still vinyl playing, you know. So I went to help him carry the vinyls and stuff. But anyway, cut a long story short, in the night I went back again and said, yo, can I have a sing off the mic? And I think when I look at his face expression, I think he wanted to say no again. But remember that I've helped him earlier. You know, he give me the mic. And when I start singing, man, the whole place was upside down.
What?
I started to sing in this cover version song, because back in the time we listened to a lot of American music. So there was a song called Bet You by Gully Wow. There's
yes.
a spark of magic in your eyes. And man, the whole place. And from that day on, I was like on all the flyer that they print to do shows, you know. That was
yes.
really my first break in the you know, acknowledgement that, yo, this youth is good. But anyway, one night now I was singing at this place, and there's a guy who named Dickie saw me, and he was like, yo, you sound so good. And he said, like, I have a producer that I want you to meet. So he took me to a guy named, or a gentleman named Norman Douglas, we call him Milo. And that was where the whole chemistry come together, because I could sing, but I didn't understand like the rudiments of music. Like, you know, like if I was singing and somebody said like, oh, you're too flat, I didn't understand what I mean, you know. Or if somebody said you're too sharp.
I didn't
understand. So he was the one who taught me the rudiments of music, and you know, career was born right there.
Right. So just for you listeners, what he's talking about when he's talking about sharp and flat, like if you have your note is like B, right? And you hit it. So for instance, the note is duh. And if you're just a little sharp, that means that you're a little higher, just a little bit higher than the note. And if you're flat, you're just a little bit flatter than the note, right?
Right.
So you want the singers to stay be right on the note. So
on
you'll
key.
Say,
right.
So you'll tell the singers you're a little flat or you're a little sharp. So that's how we communicate with each other. So just, and I just wanted you guys to understand that so that you understand what he's sharing. So go ahead, Ja.
Yeah, and he took me to the studio and I record my first song, but it never got released, you know. And those were the days when they were signing a lot of, well, not a lot, but they were signing Jamaican artists, you know. And he told me that when the record company, they sign you, you don't need to be singing for like a lot of producers because there's too much things to deal with when a record company comes to sign you. You know, it's better when you're in one place. So, you know, it's easier to deal business like that. So because of that, I never used to go around and sing for everybody, you know. So when he migrated, he migrated to the USA, and I was like, you know, lost in the wilderness because he had left, and I never wanted to sing for nobody. So know that I wanted to sing for them. They'd be like, oh, when we wanted to record, you didn't want to record for us. So, it was a vibe
terrible.
Right there.
That's terrible.
Yeah. So.
And how old were you when he left?
When he left, I was like 13. I was like 13. Yeah.
Okay.
So. I start to hang in now at this studio named King Jammin's Recording Studio. Most Jamaican artists, if you don't go to King Jammin's, it's like Studio One. It's like the next thing to Studio One. So one day I was at King Jammin's because how we used to make money is do a thing called special for sound system. I don't know if you know what that is.
No.
You know? It's like, okay, it's an exclusive record that you make for a specific sound system. For example, if your sound system name Solar Sound System, I would be singing a song like, Solar, you're up full, yeah. Oh, what a vibe. Your meditation so high, coming from the Most High. Solar, you're up full, yeah. So I'll sing the lyrics with your sound name. So it becomes exclusive. You understand?
Yes,
that way, no other sound could play that because that's definitely for your sound.
Right.
You understand me? So
I started doing that.
I started doing that. And one day, I was at Jammies. And this singer is a very established Jamaican artist. His name is Johnny Asburn. He saw me and he called me to the side and he was like, yo, you know that you're a good singer, but you need to stop doing this. And I'm like, what? He's like, yeah, because if you don't, you're just going to be like a special artist that does these things. And you have such good voice to sing international. Because when you get caught up in that because of the money, you don't really extend your writing skill and so forth.
Wow, that's interesting.
You know, so
yes.
I actually stopped doing that.
Okay, would you call that a jingle?
Right, you could. Well, jingle is a shorter version to that, but yeah, it's almost
okay.
the same
All right.
thing.
Okay, mm-hmm. okay. All right. So then, you as you were, you know, now okay, now I'm going in this direction, and you are how old are you at that point?
I'm going 14 now. 14.
Now you're going 14, okay. And right. and what about so, your family and what about your family and friends? Are they supporting you at this time? Are you just out there on your own?
Right. I was basically out there on my own because, trust me, back in the days, like, if you're not coming from a musical family, they never really believe in you making it in music, you know? They want you to become... You know, a lawyer, doctor, accountant, could be like learn a trade, you know, be a carpenter, a mason, a mechanic, or something.
Right.
You know, music is not it really.
It's a dream.
When you get that break, oh man, it could be so prosperous and everything. In 6 months, you could be so have everything that you want. Right. But still, it will take you 6 years to reach there too, you know, or
right,
16
right,
years
right.
or 26 years or whatever.
Right.
You see? So,
right.
It, you know, they didn't want me to risk that. But the love for the music, like, I couldn't do nothing else. So, you know, I'm
right.
in Kingston now. You know, I'm actually living on, you know, living on my home.
Wow.
You understand me? So, yeah. So this is when it get mad now, because this is when I get my first child, you see? And now I got to go to work. So this
right.
is how I got to take a break from music, like take a real break now, because no, I did something that I wasn't ready for yet. You understand me? And we were both young, you know? So,
mm-hmm.
yeah.
I had a question from overseas is, what legacy did you inherit from your parents? Like, I guess, like, what kind of gift did they did? Was there anything that they did that you inherited?
Well, yes. They taught me to be respectful and to love. And they taught me to be real mannerable. You know, I don't know if these late children nowadays know what manners is, but, you know, we were brought up, at least I was brought up like that. To respect the elders. And if we were even cursing and we saw an elder passing by, we would stop until he passed or she passes, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So they, I respect is one of that legacy that I inherited from them.
Okay. Awesome. All right. So then, so as your career now, you're going and you're growing and you're trying to figure this whole thing out. When was it that you really, like, you felt like, okay, I'm on my way now. I got something just happened, and this feels good. You know, I direction. When did you start feeling that, you know, because at some point, you know, some of us just go, oh, forget it. This is taking way too long. I'm going to have to do something else. You know, so did you ever feel that, or was it just like the passion was so strong that time was flying and you were still chasing your dream?
Well, the latter, yeah. I never really think about giving up, because as I told you, our parents want us to be something different. So not doing that, you could never want to fail on the journey that you choose, because that would definitely show that, oh, you didn't listen, and now that you understand me. So I didn't want that. You understand me?
Okay.
But one of I got two instant that makes me really know that I'm on the right path now. One is when I come across a producer named Soji's from Golden House Production, and I recorded three songs for him. Unfair Game, Not Playing by the Rules, and Those Little Things. You know?
Okay.
And one of the things that makes me never want to give up is that I'm always writing some good songs, you know? So every time I sing a song, it's like, okay, this one is going to
yeah.
be it. You understand
right.
what I'm saying? So
I've right,
never,
right,
like,
right,
really
right.
log to the point that, you know, okay, it's nothing. You understand me? It's just like a fruit on the tree, and you know that you're just waiting for it to ripe. You understand me? But
right.
fruit is on the tree. So because I always feel like, yo, I got this material. And among my peers, I was always outstanding. You understand me?
Yes.
You could
yes.
see the light on me, like, yo, this youth here is something special. You know them way?
Mm. Yes.
But yes. the real break come like in 2012, I think, when I link up with this radio station named Shirek Dancehall Radio. I think it's in St. Louis. DJ Fata Icon, lady named Chick Millian, I think she lives in Canada too. Yeah, and he started playing my music, and he was like, man, when he play my music, he go crazy. And he was like, producers, you need to voice this youth, because, hey, and oh my God, he say so
yes.
much stuff. You understand me? And I mean, he was
yes.
really right. I mean, all I need was exposure, you know.
Right.
And that
yes,
was
right.
the first strong, like, really exposure.
Indication, yes.
Right. Because in the music, you really need to have like a DJ in your corner, though. You know them way?
Yes, yes.
Yeah, you need to have a DJ in your corner, you know, that really will play your music every night that he
right.
comes on the radio. Or, you know what
yes.
I mean? And that's what he bring to my career right there. So that was
okay.
when that I know that, yes, all I need to do is start writing some good songs. And as I told you, I'm always praying for a song, and God never let me down when it comes to a song. I've always, always.
awesome.
And because of that, too, I never get no, as I say before, I never get no time to log back. So every song that I did, it has so much fire. You
yeah.
understand? Because this could be the next one. You know, like if you're already there, then you could just go easy. Like, okay, I'm just going to sing a song. But no, my thing was like, this got to be it or this can be it. So I put my, you know, every song I did, I put 1,000% in it, you know?
Yes, 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 yes. Well, listen, I want, you know, for anybody that just may have tuned in, I want you to know we are having an interview with our special guest, Mr. Ja Niceness here. And we are being really blessed by his story. And Ja, you know, I want to ask you this. The next song, I want to play a song for, you know, them to hear, especially because in the beginning of the show, we started off with an amazing song by Ja. And so when the show is over, you can go and start all over the interview. You could, you know, just hit play and it'll start all over. And then you'll be able to hear his music, you know, and the full interview as well. And so, but I want to ask you a little bit about the song Love Is Real. I mean, can you tell, is there a story behind this song? What's up with this?
Okay, Love Is Real is another spiritual song. I have this song for a while, but I didn't record it, you know, and I was doing an album for Open Doors Records. That's an album that released, I think it's the 7th of September last year, you know, but I was on a fasting for like 9 days, see, so when I came off, because I have a little struder in my house, so, you know, as I feel a vibe, I put it down. But my voice was so clean, like my whole spirit was so clean, you know. Like I have the first verse and the chorus for a while, but I didn't have the second verse or nothing. So when I start playing the beat, and I'm like, yo, love is real. It's more than this, and you know, everything just flows so smooth, you know. And as I told you, I'm always praying to God to show me the right thing to do or to give me the right inspiration to deliver, you know, and I think that was one of them too, you know?
Yes, absolutely. I mean, I love the title, you know, and I love your passion about doing the right thing and just trying to lift people up and bless, you know, people. And so I'm excited to hear this song. So let's take a listen to this song called Love Is Real by Ja Niceness, and we'll be right back to finish our conversation with him on the other side.
Yeah.
Amen, and that's exactly what we're doing here on Soul Eye Records Radio, trying to keep it real with our special guest today, Mr. Jai Niceness, here on Soul Eye Records Radio. Great song, my brother, great song. Love it. Talk about it, man, talk about it. Uh-oh, hold away, let me turn your mic on, that would be nice. Jai, I'm so sorry. I said great
okay.
song, my
yeah.
brother. Yeah, go
thank
ahead.
Thank you, thank you. Yeah, it's, I get such great feedback from this song. Right now it's power played on Rex Radio in the United Kingdom. You know, a lot of people just love this song because, as I tell you, I sing this song so much from my heart. You could feel it, you know? Yeah,
right,
you could feel
right.
it. Yeah, man, it's one of them songs that really close to my heart, you know?
Yeah, so United Kingdom, so you all over the place, huh?
Man, right. I'm telling you. Well, that's the power of the internet, you know, and social media, you know. So that's a good vehicle that we have in this time that a lot of people never have back in the days, you know. So we give thanks for that.
Yes, absolutely. Because being an independent artist, it now, you know, you're wearing all the different hats and stuff. You know, you're not just doing the music or producing and writing, but and performing, but you also are, you know, the secretary. You know, you're the promoter, you know, the publisher.
Engineer.
I mean, you have so many hats that you have to wear. It's mind-boggling, and it's very frustrating because you can't just be an artist. And we expect so much from the artists, but they're wearing so many hats. You got to give them their props right where they are, right?
True.
Try to give them
true.
So, who was it that you looked up to? Who inspired you?
In the music?
Yes.
I have a couple of artists that I looked up to. Bob Marley, of course, because I really love the international status that he gained. You know, Dennis Brown. That's one of my favorite Jamaican artists. Sugar Minot, that's another artist that I've been around who also exposed me to a lot of places in Jamaica and a lot of people. Because when you're hanging with some iconic figure, it also bring attention to you. And he was one of those iconic figures that I used to be around, you know. And a lot of people get to see me because he had a record company named Youth Man Promotion, you know.
Mm.
He bring a lot of hearts in the business too. So, you know, being around him really exposes me and really, you know, put me on the level, certain level too, you know, exposes me to a lot of people. You know, and there's a singer in England by the name of Maxi Priest. Yeah, those are my influence in the music. Because I just love the way how he sings, you know. He's very bluesy and he writes good lyrics, because I'm always like a good writer from I know myself, so I take pride into writing, and when I listen like a great composition, I'll be like, what? Yes. You know? Yeah.
That's awesome. Hey, question from overseas. Can you explain what it is, what is the meaning of Upful to you?
Okay. Upful is living up like righteousness. You see, if you're upful, you're living upright. You understand me? So if somebody said that you're upful, meaning you're not a backstabber, you're just a good person. You know?
Right.
So if you're upful, you're all in the order, so to speak. You understand me?
Yes. Okay. Good. Okay. And another question is, what is the meaning behind the song Not Playing By The Rules from the same album?
Okay. Not Playing By The Rules, it's kind of a political song because it was like, okay, in Jamaica, right, when there's an election coming, you see all these politicians and they will come to the area and walk around and greet the people and meet the people. But as soon as they won, you'll never see them back again. You understand? So that, right.
Wow.
So that's where that comes from, because the punchline in that song, it says, "Here they come again, not playing by the rules, taking us for fools." You know? So that's where that comes from. You know, my voice is sounding a little weak because of the flu, but, you know, I hope it's coming through clean enough. Yeah.
Okay. Wow, that's kind of wild just to think about, you know, the fact that somebody really has that much disrespect that they would come to you to get your vote, but then if they get elected, they don't come back anymore. That is so disrespectful. I mean, that's why
I think it's a politician virus or something like that, because I think it's happening all over the world.
I know. It's all over the world. It's so ugly. I mean, what happened to politics? I mean, it used to be something that, you know, hey, that'd be a nice career, you know, grow up and be a politician. Now it's like, you know, you get to, like, wait there, stay away from that, because everybody's corrupt. Like, all these politicians are corrupt. And so what is that? Like, is that like, it's another form of a mafia or something now? They all get in it. Yeah, and it's like a gang.
They're worse than the mafia right now.
I know. They're like a gang, you know?
Yep.
And it's like, and they're telling you right to your face what they're going to do. Say, no, we don't want that. Are you kidding me? Man, oh, man. So, I mean, let me just tell you, I ask you this, and I want you guys, the listeners, to get a pen, you know, so you could write this information down if you want to follow Ja, and if you know, just want to know what he's doing, where he's going, and all that kind of stuff, if you would just, or you could just listen back to the interview and later and write it down. But Ja, I want you to, can you just tell people how they can support you and follow you?
Okay. To follow me and find me on all social media network, I'm on Facebook, Ja Niceness. Also, I'm on Instagram, Ja Niceness too. Also on TikTok, I'm on VK.com, Twitter, Reverb Nation, and I'm on SoundCloud. You know, and for my music, you can find me on all digital platforms, you know, Spotify, Pandora, Apple Music, iTunes, YouTube, Amazon, and so on and so forth, you know.
Okay. Okay. Well,
yeah.
Okay, cool. Well, you know, guys, I really think y'all need to do that, you know, just out of respect. Because you see this brother is a good brother. He's loving on us, and, you know, and he's doing the right thing that his parents taught him, you know. And
that's
so we want to, yeah, and so we want to love him back, show him some love, and, you know, and support his career as an indie artist. I know, because I'm one too. It's tough out there. It's tough out there. So, you know, do what you got to do, you know, to love one brother, and show him some, you know, some respect and stuff, like he's doing us, you know, because there's so much stuff out there, man, that's dark. There's so much music that's out there that's dark, and, you know, and all your songs are uplifting, man, and that's what we need. We need people out there that just will be uplifting and, you know, kind of be a blessing to us as opposed to a curse.
Definitely, for real.
And we want to make sure we give a shout out to Tori.
I mean, is it time for me to send shout out?
Send your shout outs right now if you want.
Yeah, well, first I wanna say a big shout out to my other half, Tracy. Big up yourself, Stonefire Management, Tori, DJ Boozadelic, Commander Joe. Big up yourself. See you. And to all the fans and DJs who have supported me for you know, over the years, I just want to say enough respect. See, and I want to big up DJ Spiceman, A1 Ras, Raga Z, Shaka Bless. Big up yourself. SOS Music, you know, and Golden House Record Production, Sister Chessford, big up yourself, and to you also, Wardell, and Dan, big up yourself, enough love and respect.
Oh, man, that's all good. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. I appreciate it very, very much, man. And so, you know, this brother, you know, I had him on here, and I can't believe how much time this is, but it's almost 45 minutes I've had him on this show.
Wow.
How did that happen? How did that much, I can't believe that much time has passed. That's ridiculous. Whoa. Hey, somebody wrote something about a video thing. You they said music videos would it help for you to, if you sneezed on every video? What is that?
Oh, you know what? I was doing a video, right? And
okay.
In the middle of the video, in the middle of the video shoot, I sneeze, but that didn't go in the recording. But then when we went back to all the cuts and I find it, so I post it, and oh man, people was cracking up, you know, because I was singing and then I just like, phew, and you know, it was so funny, you know.
That was Greg, by the way. I'm just gonna say it. That was Greg. He's such a comedian. that's our Greg over in the UK. So,
yeah.
And he's the one that made your flyer as well and stuff. So thanks,
okay,
Greg.
Big up, Greg.
Big up, Greg. And he made some other stuff too when he was too tired to go to sleep.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, man. You send me some stuff. My page looks so pretty right now. Big up yourself. Big up, Greg.
Yeah. So Greg's busy. He don't know how to stop working. But anyway, man, so we do appreciate you coming on and blessing us. And just, I mean, is there anything that you would like to say to the listeners? Any, maybe some, you know, some stuff that you want to share that maybe I didn't ask?
I just want people to know that love is the answer, and we got to start loving each other and loving ourselves, you know, because without love, we're nothing, you know. It doesn't matter how much money you have or how much material things you have. Without love, we're nothing. You know, without God, we're nothing. You know, and I just ask the people to support my music, because they say hard work and no pay make Jack a dull boy, something like that. So, you know, the support really motivate us to do better. You know them way. So,
right, absolutely.
You know, just check me out, follow me on Facebook. You know, drop a note in my inbox and let me know what you think about my music. You know, if you're going to work or wherever you're going, just tune into one of these platforms and listen to some Genesis, because you will find a song that matches the mood of your day. You know, I will always have a song to uplift you one way or another, regardless of what you're going through. You know?
Yes. Absolutely. Hey, here's another question for you. When writing music, How much do you tap into your roots and the history of your ancestors?
Okay. I'm trying to think how to answer this question, because I told you, I go deep in myself. I listen to the voice inside me. You understand me? Because that's how I could actually hear the music playing in my head before it starts coming out, and sometimes it's the melody that comes out and I have to add words to it.
Right, you understand
what I'm saying? So
so I
tap into my culture, because I need the original part of my culture too, because nowadays everybody drift from the original way it used to be. So I have to go back to the original people, them, you know. And I like to listen to the 80s, late 70s, 80s music, especially those stylistics, and because those were the time when those sweet harmony was going. You understand me? So I want to bring that kind of vibe to my music, you know, to color it more in this dispensation or to, in this time. I want to bring that kind of flavor to my music. So,
amen.
If that's a part of the ancestral thing, then yeah, that's what I do.
Well, that's you know, that's my home. They're from Philly.
Stylistics.
So that's where I'm from. So maybe I'm a part of your ancestry. We're cousins.
Oh, for real.
Oh, dude. Well, anyway, man, so why don't you do me a favor and us a favor and tell us a little bit about the last song that I'm going to play as you're leaving, called 1,000 Pull-Ups. Can you share?
Okay. 1,000 Pull-Ups is all about, it's like a history of the music, like what it used to be. Because as I told you, the music takes a different turn in Jamaica nowadays. They're doing a different kind of music. They're not sticking to the roots. So this is like a reminder of what the music used to be. You know, this is what 1,000 Pull-Ups is all about. And I mentioned a couple of the great artists that we used to listen to, and how, like, back in the days when you go to a dance, you would see a man and a woman dancing together and rubber-dubbing and slow. Yeah, it used to be, you know, that's what I grew up seeing. But nowadays, they don't do that no more. The women stand over there and the man, them stand up over this side. And it's this crazy thing.
They just look at each other. So,
they don't know what fun is.
Yeah, that's true. That's this generation is real. Well, you know, you got to, you know, out of all due respect to these kids that are growing up right now, they are coming up in such a terrible time to me. I think that there's so much darkness out there, and with all of the things that you see on the internet, kids, I mean, it's hard to give a kid 10 years to 12 years old a cell phone, just to say, hey, I need you to be able to call me when you get home because I'll be at work, you know, call me when you get home. Because on their cell phones, they can access the world and their minds can't handle it. And before you know it, you know, they're in trouble. Because they won't tell us. They won't tell you, right? You remember, we didn't tell our parents when we started doing, like, things that we thought, uh-oh, mom's not going to like this, you know?
Right.
And so you don't tell them, but some of this stuff now is so dark, and it pulls you in, and kids are, you know, hurting themselves and taking themselves out and doing drugs and crazy. You know, I mean, I'm talking about those other kind of drugs, not, you know, Yeah, it's pretty crazy. So I'm just, you know, I just feel for this generation. Is it that your country, is it politically falling apart? You think Jamaica is politically falling apart? Or, go ahead.
Well, check it.
And you don't have to answer that question. You don't.
No. I wanted to answer it.
Okay.
If you fall apart spiritually, then you're going to fall apart politically. Everything you're going to fall apart in. And I think that's what's happened to my country. We fall apart spiritually. And not just my country alone. It's a worldwide thing. You know, the people falling so backwards spiritually. You know, just like you were saying a while ago. Yes, when we were a kid, we used to do things that our parents never knew about. But at least we respect them. To not to let them even find out or hide from them doing certain things. You know, these children nowadays, they don't hide. Because they can't say nothing. They go in their room, they slam the door and create all kind of things. And if you dare try to say certain things, they may call the cop on you. So that's a different thing. We couldn't call no cop. You know, if the cop come, he get his butt whipped like we. Because our parents never play. You understand me? So I think Jamaica falls spiritually. And because of that, there's nothing can go right, because you're not going to choose a good leader if you don't have a good spiritual insight to look at somebody and see that this person is a good person. Let's elect him. You understand me? You're going to elect, you know, crazy people. So
yes,
I think that's what's going on.
Yes, I've been hearing that. We've had the same problem here in the United States. And so we just pray that our leaders, you know, find God. And allow him to lead through them, because it's darkness, man. It's really uncomfortable what's happening out there. And so, but anyway, man, thank you again for, you know, just sharing your thoughts and stuff. One last question. I think I could read this. It says, does it bother you that the roots reggae had to adopt to sound commercial in order to sell and become popular?
Well, reggae was popular. It just was. If you check it from when Bob Marley was alive, reggae was popular. That is just the thing that they're trying to do, because again, one of the main thing in our country is that we does not support the product that we have. For example, when American artists put out an album or a song, American people, they buy it. It sells more in America. Like in America, they have at least a couple of million that's going to sell in America. In Jamaica, we don't do that. We have to take our song out abroad for people to buy it, so they can determine, like, oh, I don't want you to sing anything about God. And then just because you want to get out there, you're going to take that out of your music. However, if we were supporting our own thing, because our music was already unique, we never need to change nothing. That's why everybody loves reggae music, because the vibe that go with it, the love and the niceness that go with it. So it was always nice. We never need to water down and everything. But I understand what this person is saying, and that's one of the wrong things, because if you don't know what to stand for, then you will fall for anything. And they may water it down one way now, but next year they're going to still want it to water it down. And the next year, and the next year, and the next year, till it doesn't have no taste. You understand? Mm. So you have to stand up and be like, yo, this is what I'm doing. You know, and you have to learn to satisfy too. If you have 10 fans, okay, make your music for 10 fans. Instead of selling your soul for 200 fans. And at the end of the day, it doesn't make no sense. Because what it is to gain the world and lose your soul? Doesn't even make no sense, you know.
Amen, brother. Preach on. I love it. I love a great answer, man, to a great question. And guys, we're gonna let this brother relax now and get himself together. And once again, we want to thank you, Jah, for coming on and being a blessing here at Solar Records Radio. I think Greg kind of lit up our page too with, you know, all your information. So guys, if you want to go on Jah's page or go to our page, the Solar Records Radio group page, the information to follow him is there. We do appreciate everything that you do, man. And you make this your home. You're welcome here anytime. You need to share. Hey, I got a new record coming out, guys. Come on here and let, you know, and share with us, man. And
yes.
And we can't wait to get that song from you about Solar. Oh my God.
Oh, Solar, you're up food, yeah. As soon as my voice is up to the time, I just want to do that thing.
Oh man, love it, love it, love it. That would be cool. And God bless you, man. Thank you so much. And I'm going to play this song, 1,000. Let me see, what is it called again? 1,000 pull-ups.
1,000 pull-ups, right.
Yes, yes, yes. All right, so we're up and out. Jah, anything you want to say? We're up and out.
Yeah, just tell everybody, just hold the faith, and you'll be better when the sun come up.
Amen to that. Good night, guys.
Pull up that tune, yeah, back. Me, I beg you, pull up that tune, yeah, back. Pull up. that tune ya back select a pull it from the top. That tune ya hot, that tune ya hot, that tune ya knock, that tune ya slap. I mean a DJ massive, I hear it from the top. Pull up that tune ya, pull up that tune ya, pull up that tune ya back. That tune ya hot, that tune ya hot, that tune ya knock, that tune ya slap. When me take a look in at the reggae genesis, the sugar mine at Bob Marley and the Berry Seeds. Them and they sing sweet songs with melodies. And all them and them rubber dubbing with the ladies. They sure a man, they dance them back. Can't find a place with the car them park. The herbs and the food and all the liquor they laugh. Can't find a place to walk. So pull it up, now beg you all and jog it up. Yeah, pull up that tune ya back, now beg you pull up that tune ya back. Pull up that tune ya back, select a pull it from the top. That tune ya hot, that tune ya hot, that tune ya knock, that tune ya slap. I'm in a the ear massive, I hear it from the top. Pull up that tune ya, pull up that tune ya, pull up that tune ya back. That tune ya hot, that tune ya hot, that tune ya knock, that tune ya slap. If the worries and trouble every time we come again. Sweet reggae music, man, and that we are defend. If you eyes on you enemies and respect your friend. Worries and trouble every time we come again. Sweet reggae music, man, and that we are defend. Sometime me borrow and sometime me lay. Cause great things are happening. It's happening, it's happening. So pull it up, my selector, pull it up, yeah, yeah, yeah. That tune ya back, me a beg you pull up that tune ya back. Pull up that tune ya back, select a pull it from the top. That tune ya hot, that tune ya hot, that tune ya knock, that tune ya slap. I'm in a the ear massive, I hear it from the top. Pull up that tune ya, pull up that tune ya, pull up that tune ya back. That tune ya hot, that tune ya hot, that tune ya knock, that tune ya slap. The music sweet and the vibe is fine. Let up full energies and light your mind. Here and there, see I'm blind. Every day and night, as you ever want to see and cannot see, yet you know it's real. It's the energies and the vibe in me, I can't conceal. So pull it up, my selector, pull it up, yeah. Pull up that tune, your back, man, make you pull up that tune, your back. That tune ya back, select a pull it from the top. That tune ya hot, that tune ya hot, that tune ya knock, that tune ya slap.
Tied up with string. These are a few of my favorite things. Green colored ponies and crisp apple strudels. Doorbells and sleigh bells and schnitzel with noodles. Wild geese that fly with the moon on their wings. These are a few of my favorite things. Satin fashion, snowflakes that stay on my nose and eyelashes. Silver white winters that melt into spring. These are a few of my favorite things. When the dark nights, when the beat sings, when I'm feeling sad, I simply
tell you, man, I grew up playing that. That's the kind of music I grew up playing. And love, love, love Chick Corea. Rest in peace, Chick. We love you, buddy. And take care of yourself. This is Wardell Pastrini for Solar Records Radio, and we are here on the second hour. And man, oh man. And before that, I played my girl JoJo from the Mary Jane Girls. Oh, JoJo, much love, Joanna. We miss you, sweetheart. We hope you're doing well. And look forward to you coming back on and blessing us with your music. And we started out the block with our special guest today. And that's Jai Niceness with 1,000 pull-ups. And man, oh man, that brother is just one of the nicest people that you could meet, right? Like, man, he's he is so cool. And so I'm so blessed because, you know, I get to meet people like that, get to talk to them, get to, you know, hang out and stuff. And we all do, right? We all were just hanging in here with him. And you know, he's from, you know, just another part of the world. And we all come together. I think that's the goodness of the internet, right? That we can actually hear our brothers and sisters from around the world talk about the gift that God has given them and how they're trying to bless us with showing us their gifts. So anyway, man, oh man, thank you so much again, Jai. We appreciate you, Mr. Niceness. Keep up the good work and keep doing what you're doing and come back and see us again. Like we say, we love you here at Solar Records Radio and we appreciate you. And so also I want to make sure that our listeners know that we've been praying. We're still praying for y'all. We haven't forgotten, right? We pray for you guys all the time here at Solar Records Radio. So anybody that's been on our prayer list, we continue to pray for you. We, on Sundays, we share it more than, you know, I think Saturdays and Sundays, we share exactly, you know, who we're praying for and stuff. So much love to you guys and keep up the good work. Keep up your faith walk and let your faith be stronger than your fear. Once again, let your faith be stronger than your fear. You know, it's important that you walk by faith and not by sight, because you just never know what's you know, let me just give you an example of stuff. You know, sometimes you'll meet somebody in life and you just like, I don't like that person, something about them. And, you know, don't be mean. They don't have to be somebody that you like. They're still a human being. They still belong to God. They're still God's child. Don't be mean. And don't get with your friends and talk about that person and say bad things about them, because now you're being pulled into the devil's playground. And you're playing on people's emotions and feelings. You don't know what that person's been through. You have no idea because you don't even know them, right? And so instead of talking down, we want to lift people up, because you never know later on in life that person may be the person that's a blessing for you. But if you're just beating them up, you know, you're beating up yourself. That's why God says that we need to love each other. Love each other. So anyway, I'm not preaching. I'm just saying, I love you. All right, guys. So here we're going to keep on going. We got some indie artists that I want to share with you here on Solar Records Radio. Right now, looking at our brother Chris Walker here on Solar Records Radio. And this is a song called Because I Love You, Mr. Chris Walker. We'll be back.
Have you ever seen a mountain much too high to climb? On a gentle rain, it's a flower each time it cries. Have you felt the warmth of love's embrace within your heart? A feeling that will never change, even though we're far apart. Because I need you here with me in my arms. breeze from an ocean with birds flying high. Have you walked the lonely road of love within your heart? An emptiness that never sleeps, will this pain ever end? Because I love you, I need you here with me, in my arms forever. And I will show I adore you forever, for always, eternity. Oh.
scary to me. There's no guarantee that this is meant to be. Destiny, only time will tell. It feels like a dream and not reality. Love was not for me, but you got to me. I can't believe I failed. I need you to know how deep I'm in it. Your smile is the air I breathe. Whatever this is, I'm good. I'm taking a chance on love. I said I'm taking a chance. I'm taking a chance on love. I said I'm taking a chance. Wherever I'm at, baby, you were there. In the fallen leaves, the ocean breeze, and the summer air. I'm giving it up, tell it like it is. You're getting through to me, what you do to me. You're all I ever see. I can't forget you for a minute. Each tick of the clock so sweet. Whatever this is, I'm good. I'm taking a chance. Taking a chance on love with you. I don't like bringing up yesterday, but you, me alone, couldn't find my way. But the future holds no promise for me.
That is Howard Johnson. My brother, Howard Johnson. What's up, Howard? Where are you, my brother? We had a good time in Pasadena, California, a couple of weeks ago. Howard Johnson. Y'all remember Howard? So fine, so fine. Anyway, y'all know I can't sing that good. You know, I know I'm kind of good, but I'm not that okay, I'm not good at all. But I, you know, we got to try. If you don't try, you know, you just never know, right? You got to just put it out there. Whatever, whatever. Anyway, guys, this is Wardell Pastry and listen to Solar Records Radio. And we only have 32 minutes left in the show. And so we hope you're good and enjoying the show and stuff. And like we had, you guys, if you want to hear our guest that we had on, he was in the beginning part, and that was Ja Niceness. And if you want to hear the interview, just wait until the show is over, and you can go and check it out, all right, at the top of the show. A very nice interview. You'll really like it. And what a good brother, right? What a good brother. So let me see. Tomorrow, Throwback Thursday on Solar Records Radio. We're going to throw it back. We're going to go back down memory lane together. And something about this never gets old. I don't get it. It's like I do the same thing every Thursday, and I get there, and I'm thinking it's the same thing, throwback there. But what happens, there's so many songs, right? There's so many old school songs. And like Ja mentioned, you know, the stylistics and stuff. I mean, you hear those songs and your emotions start to rise. The hair on your arm starts to rise. And you can't deny the way they make you feel. So it is what it is. It's a powerful entity. Don't get it twisted. The sound, music is so powerful. It could change the direction of your life. It changes your emotions. It can redirect you. It is so powerful. So if you happen to be in a place where your mind's not, you know, you're not just happy or you don't feel real good, tune in. Let the music talk to you. Let the music be a blessing. Let it take you someplace and make you feel good. And, you know, I remember, you know, when I was younger, you know, things, life was so much different. It was so much easier. Things were just amazing. And I was just, you know, I didn't even realize that I was doing life until I got older. And I was like, whoa, this is harder than it used to be. You know, you having to get up to go to work, having to pay your bills, having to take care, you know, of yourself and going to the doctor and getting all these physicals and all kinds of stuff. I mean, it's a lot going on when you become an adult, you know. And so when you listen to these old school songs, it reminds you of those wonderful times when you just had a lot of fun and life was good. And, you know, you could appreciate the great lyrical content in the songs as well, right? How those lyrics are just, like, so real. And you hear a lot of songs now, it's just like, it's just words on top of music. And it doesn't have any real meaning, no real purpose. It's just people just throwing stuff together just to make you, you know, buy their records or to dance or to whatever it is that they're trying to do. And I'm not trying to put writers down, because that's not my gig. I'm just trying to lift up the writers from back in the day. That's all. Those songs were great and it was amazing, and I just wish that we could stay on that same level of respect and music and not putting down women and not, you know, cussing each other out and talking about what you're going to do to somebody else. What is that? Come on, you know. I mean, we used to talk about even stuff like, you know, What's Going On by Marvin Gaye. Like, what, you know, it's talking about the war. What's going on? What are we doing? You know, I mean, there was so much stuff that was really important to address. Like, there's so much stuff. I don't even want to get into all that stuff. But I remember Denise Williams had that song about bring the boys home, right? Wasn't that Denise Williams? Greg would tell me. But anyway, that it was like, what is it's so much of that stuff that was going on. Yes, Harvest for the World by yeah, Harvest for the World. Y'all know who I'm talking about, right? I play it all the time. One of my favorite songs. As a matter of fact, it's a song that we played at my graduation from high school, you know. And that being a harvest for the world is really to bless, you know, for us to go out and be a blessing to the world. Make it so that, you know, you and it really felt good that they expected for us. We were thinking, what? We're harvest to the world, you know? And so it's like when you say that, when they were like, yes, you are. And sometimes that good mental push, it's like it's psychological. It's like, yes, you are. You go out there and bless the world. Become a harvest to the world, not a destruction, not a destroyer. Don't make it, the world worse. Make it a better place. And then all of a sudden you start to feel like you can do that because your teachers told you can do that, because the school told you could do that. And we're influenced. We are a product of our environment, right? We all are. And so I was like, yes, We're a harvest to the world, you know. So the Isley brothers really put it down. Thanks, Greg. They really put it down and just really blessed us with great songs and stuff. So I'm just saying, Throwback Thursday, tune in tomorrow. Just have a good time. If you need to get away, if you need some upliftingness, that's what we do. We love to do that here at Solar Records Radio. Anyway, guys, so we only got 26 minutes left in the show. And, man, did y'all hear that song I played by JoJo? JoJo, the lead singer in the Mary Jane Girls. Oh, man, my favorite thing. Ooh, my goodness, go girl. Man, that girl, that they were jamming. They were moving. That, I mean, I was like, I wanted to play. I want to play that song. JoJo, when you go and perform, you need a drummer, give me a call. I'm ready. I'm ready to do that. You know what? I wanted to talk to Ja. Hey, Ja, I want to tell you, man, that, you know, playing reggae is a whole nother drum feel. It's like the beat is flipped. And I never learned how to play reggae grooves when I was a young guy. And so now that, you know, when I get that chance and I play it, it's like it feels so oomph. It's on the other side of the beat. I'm like, whoa. And it's funky and it feels good, but it's just that I have to think about it. I have to think about what I'm playing. And I don't like to think about what I'm playing. I just like to enjoy what I'm playing. But I have to think. I have to stay conscious. I have to pay attention to what I'm doing so that I don't lose it. And but that music is very special. All right, guys. So here we go. Let's play some more music here on Solar Records Radio. Don't forget, it's Indie Blues and All That Jazz Day here on Solar Records Radio. And reggae. Got a touch of reggae in here. Woo, my brother. Thank you, Ja. Thank you, man. Appreciate you. All right, guys. Oh, and Tori, thank you for bringing Ja. We appreciate you, sweetie. Thank you so much. Really appreciate you. This is a beautiful song by a guy that I interviewed, and it's just he wants to know why are you dealing with what you're going through. I think it's a great lyrical song as well. So check it out here on Solar Records Radio. Another indie. This is LaBelle, and he's got it going on. We'll be back.
Why? 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 Ask myself why.
My Groove Dynasty. It's so strange. The YouTube. I tried to get the YouTube on our song, and I can't. It's disappeared. I don't know what's going on. I got to find out what happened to the YouTube thing. I typed it in like 4 times. It's like it's not there. It's weird. I'll find out what's going on with that. All right, guys. Well, thank you again for tuning in and hanging out with us today. Real to real. That's. Oh, man, can you love me like she does? Woo, that's a groove. My goodness, reel to reel. Much love to those guys. Anyway, oh, Hammy, you're in Philadelphia. I'm coming. I'll be there in a couple of weeks. So hopefully I'll get to see you, buddy. I'm also going to see Sky, the group Sky, because they are in Jersey, and I'm going to Jersey. So I'll see you. Guys, and Sky, Austin, don't forget. And I'm going to have a lot of fun, God willing, everything goes well, and we get to really hang out. You know, people's schedules change, all kind of stuff change, so, but we'll see. But we've already talked, so that's part of the plan. I hope to get to see everybody. But anyway, you guys all have a blessed and beautiful rest of your day, wherever you are. I want to make sure, Ja, praying for you, my brother, that you feel better and you get better. Thank you again for coming on and giving us a great interview here at Soul Out Records Radio. Appreciate you and your wife. God bless you guys. Take care and keep up the great work, man. Keep doing your I love your positive attitude and your positive message in your music. Thank you so much for that. Thank you for blessing us with your music. And to all my friends that tuned in, God bless all of you guys. And thank you again for being the best part of Soul Eye Records Radio. We'll see you tomorrow at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard as we, you know, we go back down memory lane together. All right. So take care. I'll see you guys tomorrow. I'm going to leave you with one of my songs. And I want to give a shout out to Greg. Thank you, Greg. God bless. See you.
You know, baby, I don't want to.